Hey, what's up, everyone? I am back with a new episode of Real Talk with Q Alexander. I just wanted to briefly touch on this topic, focus on you. I think oftentimes, especially with social media, Instagram, Facebook, people are paying attention to what other people are doing, what they have or what they think they have, comparing themselves to other people. Don't do that. Because the more that you focus on other people, the less focus you can put into yourself, and you are only hindering your progress. You're going to have some negative people out there who are going to have things to say about what you do and how you're doing it. Don't focus on those negative opinions of other people. And I have mentioned that before in previous episodes. If you focus and pay attention to what other people have to say, you will never get anything done. Believe me when I tell you that. And I mentioned this before as well. When you are focusing on things that you're doing, a lot of times that's when the most negativity comes at you. And you are being tested constantly sometimes. And you can't break. You can't allow yourself to get distracted by meaningless things. Pay attention to what fulfills you, what you are passionate about. Don't let your focus shift to what's not going to help you move forward. So that's how you have to think of it. I know sometimes that is hard. Some people care more than others about what other people have to say. But you have to remember, it's your life. And you do things the way you want to do it, because ultimately you have to deal with the consequences of your choices. And if you go by what this person says you should do, the way that you should do it, and then you end up doing it, you're going by what they want. And they don't have to live your life. You do. So I wanted to throw that out there, because that's another thing that I do see often. People allow themselves to get really depressed and get into this phase of not feeling good enough, not feeling like they're doing enough. And you can't do that to yourself, because it's very damaging to yourself. We all have to start somewhere. And you at least have to take the steps to start. Because if you keep on giving excuses and reasons why you can't do it, you're never going to begin. So take the steps. I'm not saying that it's going to be easy, because it's not. It's a process, and sometimes things don't happen when we want them to happen, and that's okay. We have to remember that God has a plan for our life. So sometimes when there is a delay, He's protecting you from certain things, and something better will come along. But you have to have faith, and you have to believe, and you have to continue to believe in yourself and believe that you are capable in accomplishing anything that you want to, anything that you put your mind to. But you have to stick to it. Just because something gets hard, it becomes challenging, you can't just stop and give up and throw your hands up and say, I can't do this. And again, don't let other people tell you what you can and cannot do. Stay focused on you. So I just wanted to quickly speak on that. Again, it's something that I was thinking about, something that I observe a lot. And one thing I don't do is compare myself to anyone. I look at certain people, you know, obviously I scroll across things and I see things and I'm like, wow, you know, that's great. I love to see people doing things that make them happy, doing things that are fulfilling. That's the life that we should all strive to be living, not faking it. Not putting on a front, putting on a facade for social media, but actually living in real life what we truly want to do, what truly makes us happy in life. That's what we should all be striving to do in our lives. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. As always, I love being able to speak and express myself and share my thoughts and experiences with everyone out there. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, I'm wishing everyone peace and blessings.